to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Dumelang kina tabiso di rupitsa noga, aka Taps on News. This week, as you know, it's all about the Durban July. And the winning horse from the Durban July was none other than Oriental Charm, a 3-year-old horse, proving that child labor is rife at the Durban July. Jockeys were Cubs at a Small height at the Durban July. In fact, Cubs at a Small is a giant compared to some of the sizes of these jockeys. He's clearly not qualified for the position because Cubs at a Small does not play Amahash. Julius Malema was spotted wearing shoes to the value of a Toyota Tes. These shoes came with 2 coats of Vaseline and seemed to have clear false teeth at the back. To our fierce CIC, we say, Khatalena. Musi Maimani came to the Durban July dressed as a black man, as seen here in this picture with him and his bosa. I'm also married. We all have a bosa. He also arrived with every single person that voted for his party. He was the plus one.
I suka siri.
It seems some people have fallen on hard times. Donald was not in denial this weekend when he was found pouring petrol at an engine garage in Hammanskraal. When asked what he was doing, he said, "This is the pump I know I deserve." Yeah, yeah. When it came to the West dress, the title was taken by Nonko from the Real Housewives of Durban. Her outfit was actually a danger to the event as she was not allowed anywhere near the racetrack. Dressed as 2 types of leopards, Nonko would be seen as a threat to the horses. One of the horses named Shoemaker caught a glimpse of her outfit, and that's why he came last. To stick to the theme of who she is on the show, Nonko Williams decided to come dressed as a cheetah from the 200 rand note. But her designer, unfortunately, butchered that design. In the category of best dressed, Liema Pansi definitely took the cup this year with 3 outfits inspired by the movie Frozen. If you were planning on going up against her, let it go, let it go, to the place where you let it go. At the ICC at Durban this Friday, at the Durban July, Zex Bantwini was celebrating 20 years in the music business. He's got a career old enough to vote and to drink. We say, Mama Tula, Tina Sifuni Mali. Ladies and gentlemen, from the moment this star was reborn, you could see that he is not worsting out. Huh? So Mzansi, we say, clap your hands. Hi, lengoma imnandi, ungati yastita. Imunandi. The Durban July this year was so amazing that some people's husbands are still not home yet. They are still riding the wave. We cross over to a wife who's looking for her husband.
I hate this time of the year. Takes me 4 or 5 days to get my husband back from the Durban July. And this year is just, I don't know where he is. I mean, I allow him to go to this Durban July because he's an animal lover, watching horses running. But I need him to come back home. Skumbuzo. Kumbulekai. I need him to come back home. If anyone has seen my husband, please bring him back home. I have the oven filled with so many dinners, hoping he'd come back. So if anyone sees this, please. There's a picture of him out here. Help me find my husband. Khumbule ekhaya Sikhumbuzo.
On to more serious news. The South African accent was voted the most relaxing accent globally. Yes, we came in at 7th position, proving that South Africans are smooth talkers.
Thank you, Tabiso. And now we are in the heart of Johannesburg to get a live look at the most relaxing accent in all of the world. 7th, I do believe. Oh, what's this? Frederick, come this side. I think we've got a fellow South African right over here. Sir? Excuse me, sir. Hello. Oh, sorry to disturb you. We would just like to have a chat with you. So, can you tell us a typical day in the life of a fellow South African? Wow, that is relaxing. So tell us, what is your wife's name?
My wife?
Yes.
I don't have a wife. Me, I'm from the streets, me, you see. Me, I don't want a wife. Only money that I want. It's only money that I want. You have money?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, give me. You're not gonna give.
What are you talking about?
Money, dog.
Tabiso, we're just having a couple of problems here.
Okay.
How are you? I think this man wants some money.
Hey, it's a clever. What's up?
This is very relaxing, I must say so.
Hey, what's up, man? A little food is far. Yo, it's the latest one. What's up? Hey, sound guy, keep your phone now.
I feel like I'm in a rainforest.
Hey, how are you, man? Hey, relax, man. Are you not relaxed?
I'm very relaxed.
Hey, relax, dog. Let the camera, clever. It's a vibe.
When we talk about ministers that are winning, we talk about Gayton McKenzie. Womp Gates! Uncle Gayton is winning the Ministerial Olympics after giving his first year's salary, all of it, to Jocelyn Smith's foundation. Meneer, yay, as demand vat yes. We cross over live to Gayton, who is currently preparing for a marathon.
All right, guys, come on. Let's talk. New minister, new me. Summer body loading. I'm done.
Mr. Minister, are you done running?
Yes, that was just for content. Go back home.
And now we move over to serious matters, matters of money. Time to discuss economics with Docas Spatch. Docs.
Thank you, Tabiso. This is Docas Spatchy. People have been talking, what is the GDP? What is GDP? No, it's not your favorite rapper from your high school. GDP, let's talk about it today. GDP is the economic activity of companies, governments, and people in the country. So if you are broke, you are sagging the economy, pulling it down, holding us back. If you borrow money and you don't return it, you are unbalancing the GDP. When you don't finish paying for your lobola, 15 years later, still, every month, the debit orders are bouncing for your lobola. You are killing the GDP. When you drop money by mistake and you don't pick it up, you are neglecting the GDP. When you give your spouse allowance, now you are making the GDP flourish. When you pay your tithes at church, you are blessing the GDP. When you buy a Renault Kwid, you are pressurizing the GDP, testing it. So, South Africans, let us protect our precious GDP. And this has been Doka Spaji.
In other news, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to know what is happening in the world of sports. We cross over to a man who's no stranger to balls, the one and only Eusebius Musak. Eubes.
Thank you, Tabiso. And my name is Eusebius Swinyag, and welcome to your sports bulletin. First up, we have soccer. And Rulani Mokoena is parting ways with Sundowns. Rulani Mokoena, known as the Pep Guardiola of the DStv Premier League. Pep Guardiola. If he's Pep Guardiola, then why did our Erling Haaland only score 15 goals? He's more like the Paul Heyman of the DStv Premier League. He's a manager, but what is he really doing?
Former Mamelodi Sundowns coach.
Makes no sense to me, and you've just got to accept.
And now, moving on to your rugby, where the Springboks have beat the Irish 27-20. And that thrashing didn't come without some consequences, because Ireland is now imposing that South Africa and Botswana need a visa to travel to Ireland. No more free visa travel for us. I mean, what are they doing? Are they such sore losers? What's next? Are you guys going to stop the import of Glenfiddich? Just trying to anger all our blessers. Why are y'all angry at Botswana? They don't even play rugby. What about Swaziland and Lesotho? Sure, you are sore losers.
There were times in the game where it looked as though time at Loftus Versfeld in Pretoria. South Africa 27, Ireland 20.
And on to wrestling news. John Cena is finally retiring from the WWE. Hey, we didn't see that one coming. The most angriest person is Shoma Josie, because she can't sing about John Cena anymore. She can't even make a song about any other wrestler. I wanna be shot like Rey Mysterio. You see, it doesn't work. John Cena says that you won't miss him, because for his entire career, you couldn't even see him. And that's the sports bulletin. Back to you, Tabiso. My name is Eusebius Swinyag.
As spinning is now a legal event, Box Nation 2024 took off this past week with all the spinners singing the national anthem before the race. Clayton McKenzie has promised to reveal all the artists who have been benefiting from the government. Not only that, he's going to release the amounts that they've been benefiting to. To those artists, we say, Ayeye Papa Penny, Ayeye. Ayeye Arthur Mafukati, Ayeye. Ayeye Natasha Tahani, Ayeye. Everybody cut, 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 cut. Ayebo! And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to cross over to the weather. Alfred Lekhadima, over to you.
Welcome back to the News Weather Desk. I am Alfred Lekhadima. In South Africa, the air is not flowing. It's too cold for the air to flow. Several cold fronts have been hitting Cape Town. But if you are black and you live in Cape Town, you are used to this, because the city of Cape Town has been giving you a cold shoulder all your life. They've been giving you silent treatment, just like when your spouse is angry at you at month end after you just paid for all the bills. Oh, now you are there explaining yourself, because silent treatment for any man makes them explain themselves too much. Baby, none exaggerate. It was them. I promise, I just watched. Siras. Gale force winds to the speeds of 90 kilometers an hour are just running around Cape Town like it's Usain Bolt or Barke Mangaten McKenzie.
Nahana, but hey, Gaten McKenzie obviously can't run like a gale force wind. No. Unless his wife was Gale and was running with him. Now he's being forced to run by somebody named Gale. Gale force winds. Wankwish. But if you are in such a wind and you're outside, please make sure your wigs are glued on because now it's going to fly around and scare pigeons. Now a pigeon is going to get a muscle pull in the middle of flying and it wasn't expecting you. Now it's there getting a... Because a pigeon cannot afford to get a muscle pull. Now it's going to die. Now a pigeon is growing up without a father because wena, you couldn't handle your wig. So please, if you are under 60 kgs, please stay indoors, especially if you are a spouse. Because now you are going to let a child grow up with a flying father every time there's a wind. No, man. Imagine people now at your children's school are saying, where's your father? Ashul. He's flowing with Moya wa South Africa. No. Take care of your fathers. If you drop your parking ticket, especially if you're over the age of 60 and you drop your parking ticket at a mall, please do not chase it, Papa. You just look embarrassing there, looking for your parking ticket like a child who lost a tazo. If you don't know what a tazo is, it's like a parking ticket. The rest of the country is pretty much cold, but Durban. Durban is its own country. Actually, Durban, I don't think it needs South Africa. Durban is its own country. It has their own language, their own music, their own political party, and their own belief system. Mshaye. I even saw Lasizwe there at the Durban July. I was there, just telling people about the weather. People were not dressed the way. Lasizwe was dressed like a naked mannequin. Danjombinjombi on Arnotamazama with a size 8 heel, one of one. Hey, negative one. But anyway, that was the weather of South Africa. I am Alfred Lagadima. Gilarata Kongkama. Hey, Gilitanda no. Oh, Kumplope.
That's it from us here at PNC News. Kina Tabiso, dear Rupitsanoha. Remember to keep warm. It's time for coalitions. Find a partner. Stay warm. All right, cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang. Welcome to the Cheese Gang Show.
You didn't prep me for that one. Okay.
I thought we spoke.
I know,
okay, so
I put in effort there.
I did, because that's the one I watched.
The Cheese Gang Show.
That was from the diaphragm.
Because that's the one I want, right? Because here's the thing, right? We're in the process of picking a name, guys. Yeah. And we want you guys to be involved. There's PNC Skits.
Yeah.
There's
Cheese Gang Show. I mean, that's
the,
your
the
favorite.
Why I like the Cheese Gang Show?
Why?
Because it sounds like an old school sitcom, you know? Like, here comes the Cheese Gang Show.
Your favorite wrestler was Big Show, right?
It was.
Yeah. Shandre has his body type. Shandre has the body type of Big Show.
You know?
So we can before he makes a baby, he says, welcome to Big Show. And the Big Show was the most useless wrestler, bro. He didn't have his own move. He used the choke slam. Everybody used the choke slam, bro.
He used his size. No one ever tapped out when he covered them.
Yeah, his only move was that he climbed the whole thing. He climbed when he went in the ring, he didn't go under.
Like he was doing Chicago.
Yeah, and every time you could see Raymond now. Yeah?
Something is
happening.
And the one strap was the worst. You know, he had a one strap. And then before he gave you a choke slam, he took the strap off. Like it
and
was
then
bothering
would
him.
Come out.
Like it was bothering him. I can't do a choke slam with this one strap.
Yeah, bro. Even the nipple is like, yo, finally. Yo.
And it was a girthy nipple.
The areola had space.
You see, that's body shaming.
It looked like a cup and saucer. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what we just did.
Okay.
That's the real definition of body shaming. We shamed one man's nipple.
Okay.
And the right one only.
Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang. Welcome to our show. We'll get into the names right now, but I want to introduce the people you are seeing and hearing.
Yeah.
On my right, ladies and gentlemen, General Tsitsi Mapena, straight from the soldiers of Lebowakgomo. He is ranked fourth famous person from there. Please put your digital hands, make some noise, give it up for Tsitsi Turmeric the Papere. Ladies and gentlemen, behind the mic today, we've got a ghost man guy. Yeah. He comes all the way from King Williamstown, a town with a population of 6,436 people. Mm. He is amongst one of 700 colored people from there. Him and Prince VR are the only two coloreds to make it in entertainment from there. Ladies and gentlemen, a man with the size of the Big Show, the physique of Gaten McKenzie, and the accent.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I was like, that accent is something. I was like,
it stretches everything.
These words.
Even colored people are like, I know. They what think he's putting on a colored accent. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Shandre Van Wyk.
Shandrizo. Guys, I'm from Breitbach.
Yo. Jeepers. Isn't that where Zimbabweans cross over?
No, it's Bait far.
Bridge. Oh, Bait Bridge. Is that the Afrikaans part of Bait Bridge? It's from Breitbach.
Only Afrikaans, Zimbabweans cross from there. Or white Zimbabweans.
What's going on?
I hear you and it makes sense. Whatever you're saying, it makes sense.
So guys, the name of the show. Is it PNC Skits?
We didn't introduce you. Umangwe.
No. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ashuyena Mpopops.
Aish!
Ashuyena Lamona Kinchaya Game.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, bro.
Beautiful words from a beautiful man.
Thank you.
So I think on the third episode, we'll have the name figured out. So I think we're going to give it this week for the name to be figured out. And then also, we listen to what people say, guys. You know, people were like, we're too close to each other. Tsitsi is far now.
Yeah.
And space. They said we need to add a little something because it was very dull last week. Ashu or Chats?
Hey, I thought it's a bonsai. My bra. It's an orchard.
Orchard.
Okay, everyone says it differently.
Yeah.
It's an orchard. It's an orchard.
Is it Melrose Arc or is it Melrose Arch?
The Arch, Papa.
The Arc.
I listen to the way white people say it.
Why?
Because that's how it was said when they were drawing the plans. And then you come along. Rako Melrose Arch. Just because it's about Achim Rock. And you see the spelling.
When you listen to your father.
My hero.
Your Danish father was like, it's Tabo. You call it Tabo Tabo. Racist, Nyana.
Yo, bro.
Me, I'm tired, dog. I couldn't think.
Yeah.
Because of Durban, July.
Are you still recovering from Durban, July?
Bro. Like, my knee is painful. My hips are painful from doing that. Yebo.
Yo, that song is a banger, dog. Yebo. Lapo. Ayo. Sage.
Bro,
I played that song
weekend.
6 times on my way here today. I'm not even exaggerating.
Yo. My man, every club you went to, but it's a good song.
And
it was released on Friday or Thursday, just before Durban July. That was the Durban
July. Is that
how
new that song is?
Yes.
Yo, it's a fellow. That song is a banger, dog. I must play it for you in the BM. Yes, sir.
Guys, I've never been to Durban July.
I don't know, my brother. You know,
not once.
In life, this is my, since 2019, since I met Khala. I've been to every single Durban July ever since then.
That's where you found love.
Yeah. Bro, Durban July is amazing.
Did you go with her this year?
No. I went to think. You can't think when your person is there. With all the love, I know you guys, even you guys, you confided in me. Oh, today I just want to think. You can see when the phone rings, you can see the thinking is gone. I'm like, my bro can't think anymore. You can't think, brother.
When people love you, man, they annoy you sometimes, yo. I'm telling you.
What happened? Did you lie, my dog?
My bra, I had so much fun. I spoke to Zix when doing the show.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Where I saw you. Hey, Mpana, like, I had the best experience ever. That man motivated me in a lisp.
Yo.
What's going on?
And when he talks fast. You have to catch the words, Papa.
What did he say?
He's like, we have Usmane Robert, no pops. That means we're not, we're not. Yes? Yeah, sharp. The whole time, bro, overnight, I said Donald has a heavy lower lip, ne?
Yes.
Zix's ones, both of them are heavy, bro. That's why the man are you wasting my time. Time is money for that. So, he's so motivated. yeah, boy, we're not.
Yo, but yo, shout out to Uncle Zix. Yeah, but that event of his was 20 year celebration, bruh. I remember he got to a point where he was thanking the audience.
Yeah.
And he was, and it just came out after like a tribute, right?
Yeah.
Where he was playing like videos of all the fallen stars, you know. So we saw a bit of Costa, a bit of Ricky, a bit of, you know, all the fallen stars. And then he did a speech thanking everyone who's been part of his musical journey, bruh.
Yeah.
And I remember we were standing on the side, and then Tizi and I were like, when do you think he's going to cry?
We started
betting. We're like, he's going to cry. He's going to, you know. And then I remember he got so emotional. But it was so powerful, bro. You must see that thing, bro.
Yeah,
but that just goes to show, like, how invested that man is in his craft, bro. Mm. And when he came off stage crying, we all felt it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So I also had to give Tsitsi $100.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. No, thank you. I spent this in 5 minutes. Hey, you are too rada. Yo, my bro. Yo. Mana, there, when we were there at Devon July, we also saw... Yeah, we saw our bro robot there.
Why did you say it?
It was awkward. I'm like, it's okay.
Still friends.
Did you think he was going to do that with his head like it does with his neck?
We took a picture with Zix Pantin into it. And he went, hi. I've never seen anyone retract the head.
Hey, how?
I didn't know, but it was awkward. And when I'm with you, it's better for me, right? But because we went to, we did a party at the end, I was with Tabiso. And then he was there with his bodyguard.
Hey, Tahola. So, Tola again. Welcome back to it. It's your favorite show, Sintolile. It's your boy, X. That's E to the X. Stolomun. Lo clever simbambile ngitshotsha ama ring, ngitshotsha ama nose ring, ngitshotsha ama ear ring, ngitshotsha ama tongue ring. Akafuna ukukhuluma, baro yazi, we've got our soldiers here. So mkhulumise, hey, masiqeda ukukhuluma naye, uzo ring. Qhubeka ngang, sokuthola. Sokuthola. Tholakele, my brother. Hey, we don't want to fight, asifuna ukulwa nawe. Just ama ring, ama chain, and the gold teeth. Please, my brother, invite to us. Where are these things? Oh, you don't want to talk. Are you sure? Hey, man. Sure. Push up. Okay. No worries. Let's take a little break. We'll be back. So, fella, Okunobu. Sure. Masoch. Azee. Today you will learn. Today you will learn. We are gonna torture you.
But
torture this man.
Let me be first.
Yeah.
Ah, I don't think you'll be able to handle. Mr. Tickles!
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He's not talking.
Talk.
This guy. Something, something. Give him something. There.
Let's show him something.
Gay.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mabuna.
Bona, bona.
Mabuna, bona.
Sega.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
hey,
Sheba Moman. Bona. Meant
to be. This guy's enjoying it.
He's like
enjoying this. Okay. Afuna Kulum. Time for the big guns. Kombi Samfana. Ah, you see. Lana.
Oh.
Poison.
Hey. Yo.
What did you give him?
Morning after pill.
Yeah.
I never break him, fana.
Oh, something in when? My so many some mela break.
Hey, my pen.
My pen, Fish. Let's just take the things from him, guys. Let's just take something. Because I feel like, let's take something.
Hey,
keep on the cold tea.
Dropping guns.
Gents.
Sorry.
Wasn't
second.
This cannon.
X. That's it.
X.
I see. No, it's solved in game. Tatis Tatula. When? Keep on my cold teeth now.
Keep up.
Yeah.
Keep up. Wonga, man.
Yeah.
Keep up.
Yeah.
No, Namakaus.
Yeah. Why talking under when I son? Hmm? Freestyle, what kind of criminality is this? You never find an ass.
Welcome back, Buffet, to some taller Utola again. Bafo, Funalezin, if it to last, where are these things? Eh?
Niwe umams bangile. Iring ngiwe kas pushate ngayo. Yo.
My ama golitava. Where is the gold team?
Yo. I want to walk alisi lapho.
Walk alisi.
Kuphisina.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least. As you can see, sitshintsha impilo la. We are changing lives. Chubeka na uganga. Sokuthola. Thola ke. So, want you show me these people? Parama on our side. Yo, on our side. Parama, man. Parama on our side.
I felt...
Shout out to Josto.
Yeah, Josto. Yes, Josto. But it was like, because I realized that, yeah, man, we were just chilling there, having fun, you know. Took a picture. We had fun. Like, I don't think there's any...
There's nothing wrong, bro. It's people that make it seem like there's something wrong, right?
And it's gonna be there if you keep brewing it.
Yes, and we'll always play to it, yeah, because it's funny. But yeah, bro, we've got a dope show coming out on SuperSport, so you know.
Yeah,
people will see it there. I think that's what people don't realize is that we've got PNC skits. It's the Cheese Gang Show. Popcorn and Cheese after Robot going on here. Right.
Yes, yes.
After Robot, yo, whoa.
Wait.
But the three of us still have Popcorn and Cheese.
Yeah.
And it's moved to Super Sport.
Yeah.
You know, and that's dropping soon. Super Sport Unplugged.
Unplugged.
We're going to
be talking to Olympians.
Mamela.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Olympians, Paralympians.
Them, just like, you know, Zakes, you know. Say, win when I am. Figure win or else. Shy.
Don't worry, I'll try.
You're making me now think that when Zeke sang the Clap Your Hands song, it was actually his lips. It was him saying... Because when you said the Donald thing, I can see it. I can see it. That's why words...
That's that's the bottom lip going, yeah.
Bro, let me tell you one thing I saw again, dog.
Do you think Zakes was firing shots with that song, Clap Your Hands?
Because his enemy can't... That's where the beef started.
What were you
that
saying?
That man was like...
Kala blind out.
Bruh, say what you're saying. No.
Sure. Woo. That was, I almost said out of pocket. I almost said.
Woo-wee. I'm gonna enjoy my last few moments on this show. We're gonna get cancelled here.
No, I don't think they'll cancel us. People think like this, bruh.
Bruh, you there's something you wanted to say now.
Bro, people think like this. Bruh, I used to always think, Pops, you know this. I always used to think people are good. You see the way we see TV, the way they sold us TV, or person grows up ka Tagalani, your mindset is Tagalani, then you go to Deep Kloof dudes, and you like that, where everything you do is according to, you know, certain things. Bruh, people have disappointed me to the point at which I'm like, can't it, we are all thinking these things. Bro, after Devon July.
Yeah, you see the realness in people when you see them outside of their personas and their characters. I remember how traumatized I was when I saw Nolin Nomasamasamasan smoking a courtly outside the studios. And I was like, Nolin Wapem. You know what I mean?
Like, Nolin smokes.
Yeah, courtly. So seeing things like that, you know, then you wonder what happens around cuts. You know, like seeing Rian Kreivach and that old news reporter, the Afrikaans one.
Yes.
That man that they used to defrost and then put him.
Yeah.
How old is that man, bro?
Hey, they put him long in the fridge and then they found they left him too long. Damn it.
Said
2:30, man.
Now he looks like a white walker.
He was. I'm telling you, in House of Dragons, he's going to pop up there.
And Indian years.
Yeah. He doesn't need any makeup. Leave him just like
that. Guys, you see, me, I can take black counseling, but white counseling, that one, they'll moor you. they'll make efforts to come to your house.
You were saying Devon July.
Yeah, Devon July, bruh. You know, you see a person, like a man, right? You see a brewer, you're like, this man is a respectable man. He's wearing a ring, you know? Everything is nice. In your heart, like me, I grew up thinking, I respect my elders, like I really do. So I always, when I see an elder, I'm always like, this person is an elder. Now I'm flying, when did I fly back? On Monday. Right, I'm flying back on Monday. I'm in that line, you know that line when people are getting into the aeroplane?
Yes.
And you can tell, that's where you take your last phone calls that concern the city you are living. Mm-hmm. This brewer in front of me is walking there. He gets a phone. You know when you're not ready to receive, you know, unsolicited texts from, or like a phone call from, you know.
Mamgan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he says, this lady is in the shower, bro. I mean, not the shower, is in the bath. Yeah, no foam bath.
So no foam.
No foam bath.
See through.
No, yeah, no foam bath and no soap. So HD, my brother. Ne? Me, I'm at the back, innocently walking into a plane. I get a
Lepona.
And you know when someone, you can tell that this is the wrong one. Ne? Immediately goes, sorry, get a phone. Sorry, get a phone. He looks around. Ne? My bra.
What did he say when he saw you see him?
No, he ignored me quickly. He ignored me. Because obviously, like, I'm not supposed to see such things. Mm. And I think it's someone, I don't know. There was a lot of important people. I mean, everyone is important. But, like, that guy.
Guys, you know, Chandra has never been to a Durban July. You've been to about 4 or 5. You know, I think I'm the same like you, probably. What is the whole thing about Durban July, bro? Like, what is the whole... It's horses. Sharp, the horses run. People bet money. Then there's Marquise. Everyone has a private party and to see who can have the most celebs and the most performers, the best lineups in these marquees around Durban July. But what's the spirit of Durban July? Is Durban July just a way for people to go and show off money? Is it a way to go and hook up with other people? Because there's also this sort of rumor that there's no wives at Durban July. But you see people with their wives. You know?
I really think it's a... I mean, our cultures have practiced this for... Like, any culture practices this where there's just a special time in the year where all the elites basically go and kind of like show off and flaunt their wealth. To be like, I've worked for this. Now I want you to see what I've worked for. And it kind of molds around those kind of ideas or that kind of flashing of money. So everything around it is just basically that.
So if I was a guy with 71 cars, that would be the perfect place for me to show them.
Yes, off. And also to alert SARS at the same time.
And Durban has heels. Hey, some of your cars won't make it. I Pops has bread cars. Yo, Pops' cars are bad, yo. Clutch, like they have old car problems, carburetor, like you know, if you don't know cars, the problems you think a car has, bah, Pops' car, carburetor.
I think Pops knows all the clutch mechanics. He knows a lot of mechanics, and those personally. Ones with the those ones with the brown sandals. You know, he knows them personally.
The ones with the cracks. You know?
Bro, you know, I got stuck today, and funny enough, it's the same place I got stuck about 2 months ago. I got stuck not far from my mom's house, my mom and dad's house. So I got stuck, accelerator cable snapped.
And then I phoned
my dad. I said, listen, please get me a cable. Just get me a 2 meter cable. I'm stuck. He's like, must I tow you? I said, no. Just get me a 2 meter cable. So he came. He's like, we can't tow with this. I'm like, we're not towing. I took the cable. I tied it to the accelerator there in the engine. And then I ran it through the bonnet, through the window. And then I held it. And that's how I drove home. So I was accelerating like this and clutching and changing gears like this.
Bruh, I feel
my father was traumatized.
I feel like inside your heart, like inside your soul, there's a colored guy living in there.
And he's poor. And he loves it. He loves being poor.
I'm telling you, bro. You identify.
Bro, this man, like, he likes being poor. Like, I'm like, Pops, you don't gotta do this, bro. You don't gotta do this. You don't gotta do this.
Like, even when I'm excited,
bro, even when we drink, like, this man will drink the worst stuff. I'm like, bro, now I want Glenfiddich stuff. Like, let's drink something that says, you know, we did well or something.
No, you need to drink what gets the
Pops
job.
Is like, Black label. Nah, bro.
Pops
it's not
like,
right.
Where's the Harrier?
Mana, in Devon July, mana, I want line, I drank.
Yeah, you know a drinking story when someone says, yo,
Shandri, from this day, boy.
She was
from this, and Monday. I was drinking with professionals. Like, you know what the thing? Yo, Tabiso is a pro, bro. Yeah. Tabiso, man, I got one. I'm like, bro, right now, I need to go sleep. Don't be weak, Chumia.
Who else are you drinking with, dog?
Bro, I'm drinking with all the, like, most brand managers from Heineken Group, right? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Heineken Group. Shout out to Savannah. Shout out to Parking, Urban Striker. Chilling with those people. These people, you forget to these people's jobs is to create fun cultural experiences and fun around alcohol. Where now you get there drinking, like, and they treat you the best, you know. You want your Uber, we get it now. You want food, we get it now. Whatever you want, we get it now. Here I am. I'm starting to make rules. But I don't drink that much. Like, I'm starting to make rules. Everybody has got to have a drink in their hand. I'm doing high school stuff. Okay. There's a video of me from different people just sleeping like this. They did whatever they wanted with me. People were hugging me. If you wanted to know the real me, I was there that day. I was beneath myself, bro. They even put a crown, bro.
You know what the problem is? No matter what night you're going to have, my dog, if you know I'm going full in, you must pray, dog.
Pray for what?
For the evening you're about to have. You see how you pray for your food? You must pray for the night you're going to have. If you know where I'm going all out tonight, before you leave the house, say a prayer.
And Tabiso is a professional.
Said nobody ever, bro.
I'm trying to link into the thing, man.
Oh, pray.
Tabiso has like a ritual. He fills his stomach first. Mm. No?
And then after every
and after every third beer, he drinks a glass of water. That's what I'm saying. You are messing with a professional for real.
Mm. Sure.
And if you've seen Tabiso's stomach, you'd know he's got layers.
You see, your body, you're doing that body thing again.
Bruh, the most, yeah, you're body shaming again.
But so I also like, have
you're
one.
You're going to get canceled,
bruh. I also have one.
Bruh, you know what? random story again.
We are at war.
Give me a cash, it's okay. Listen, we need back in now. We need any support. Oh, we got nothing. You people, are you ready?
I'm Anwen. You people.
Oh, you know what?
Days are over, man.
You know, I didn't mean it like that, but I remember I shared my KFC with you. Come, let's go. Let's go, baby. Yo, white people are dying first in this movie.
This is you.
This is you. I'm your general, when am I?
Fuck.
James, right now.
Oh, fuck.
Shoot!
Put the grenade! Put the grenade!
Why did you throw the gun?
I don't know.
I'm gonna finish it.
My bad now. My bad now.
Let me finish the gun.
No, no, no! It's too dangerous. My bad. I've got a grenade.
Yes.
Okay. My bad.
It's a sauce. Who's wearing cologne here?
Who's wearing perfume?
I'm allergic, man.
I wanted to do
this. Why would you wear perfume to the wall?
I wanted to
smell it. Are you wearing X? X is a South African brand that can spell us. Yes.
Where are you coming from?
Chef, retreat.
I'm going home.
Retreat. Hey, why not that way? Retreat. Hi! Retreat!
Okay,
this way! No. Yeah, again, it's the way!
Shh! Who said that?
They're calling! Call the base! Call the base! South African Defense Force here! We are deep in the TLC!
Morning!
Morning, Angie. Listen, some of the soldiers are trying to get through to you. They're currently at war.
Oh!
Can I send them through?
Yeah.
Okay, please hold.
Oh, Angie!
Hey, nifuna nini nabi?
General Mutsinzila here.
Nikuphi?
Oh, Angie, we thought we were in the DRC, but we just had a Zimbabwean accent.
Hey! Ninga pomi lapho. Ninga khumisi.
Down.
Okay. Who sent you there?
Mabena sent us a location.
Yeah. Mabena?
Yes, Osenji. He told us we're in the DRC.
Mabena?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Are you guys starting the war? Are you guys defending?
We are defending.
Who sent you there? Yeah. I told you, no, the war is next week.
Yeah. What do you mean that war's next week? Yeah. Who did you send the directions to?
Mabena.
What are the wars next week?
Yeah, I forgot to forward that message.
Mabena.
I forgot to say send.
Mabena, Rimo Alexander. We said Rimo DRC. The chopper dropped us here. Or Rimo DRC.
Yeah, no. Mabena.
Okay. Are you putting a but can also NG when I know?
One.
NG also NG's on the phone. Gents! We're just finding out if we're in the right place. Whoa!
Scartoon.
We're just finding out if we're in the right place.
Hurry.
Mam NG.
Buyan, come back.
Are you gonna send us a chopper?
But you know, he punched his little chopper. Nifunan lapo.
Also, Angie, my wife is calling. Hold on.
Hey, Bo.
Babe, I'm just at one.
Zokufonela.
Okay.
Oh, Angie.
Buya lapho. Come back from there. I will send buses. Are there roads there?
No. We're in Alexander.
It turns out we're in Alexander.
I will send buses. I will send buses.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's like a taxi, Osenji. Okay. Osenji, hold on.
Why are you taking this? My pen. We create a guy at time.
Osenji, we are on our way. Thank you, Osenji. Ride on.
Okay, quick question. No, who's shooting at us?
I think this will be Alexander.
Oh, it's a taxi wall. Oh, I know, so what a passport.
Let's go. Gents, what are we going to do with this white guy?
Take the bag. There's couscous in that bag.
I'm taking this watch.
No, I'm taking it. I'll just take the land.
Mapena Maraki. This is the second time.
Bruh. I take my hat off to taxi drivers, dog. Legends of the road. Yesterday I'm driving, playing Yebo Lapo. There's a taxi driver who pulls up next to me. He's like, hey, hola, hola, hola. So I greet him. Sure. Sharp. I drive at peak traffic. Right, he finds a way. He comes next to me. He speaks. So I open my window. I open the passenger window. We start speaking. He's like, oh, I'm gonna ring a snap. Petty guy.
Oh.
Like, how do you snap, man?
Why is that the petty guy?
I'm change, brother.
The other guy is spoke in a clear voice.
Petty people speak like they're about to spit.
Tribalism.
So he's like, let's take a picture, bruh.
Yeah.
He's like, I want a picture with you. I'm like, I will meet. We're going to take the picture. He's like, nah, when am I ever going to see you again? Let's take the picture.
Now.
I'm like, now. He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Let's take the picture. So he stops. His guy says, go in front. I go in the front. We stop, bruh, to show you taxi drivers are bosses. We stop in a place where you shouldn't actually stop. We get out. Someone goes, peek, because I opened my door first. He gets out. He's like, hey, he moves everyone. So now people start going around us. He asked the passenger to come out.
No way.
And take the picture.
Oh, my God.
Was it the person that counts the money?
Yes, the person who counts the money. This happened yesterday, bro.
And he probably went out through the taxi's door, the driver's door. So he had to like jump like this. That's dope, bro.
Bra is like, let's take this picture. Bra, it's peak hour. So in the taxi, it's full, dog. The whole taxi, there's people in the taxi. So they take the pictures. He goes to look at the pictures. He goes, man, lichachi, kilele, man, lichachi. Like the sun is he says, nah, we need to turn around. So now we go the opposite way. Now we're taking more people. I'm like, the passenger, matamona, relax. Gets very popsa. It's very popsa. Kata mo, kata.
Kata.
Then he's like, no, man. Next to the Gushesh. So now we go take in the front of the car. So now I'm trying to see how long we can drag this out.
Yeah.
Before anyone gets angry. Yeah. No one got angry. We had a full photo shoot, dog.
Yeah, bro. Bruh,
full photo shoot.
That's dope, bro. But South Africans are like that, dog.
Yeah.
We understand, bro, it's your first life. When he might never see that moment again.
And that's what I thought, right? And I was just like, yo, man, this is a moment thing, you know? Like, it's a ridiculous offer. Like, bruh, we're in traffic, stop the car, let's take a picture.
You know? But I was just like, we have another life in the pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
We live like we have another life in your pocket. No,
you must enjoy this one. Yeah?
Bro,
and time flies, bruh.
Bruh.
Time flies. Like, I promise, like, after like you 21,
Then it's jiggy jiggy 30.
Mm.
Jiggy jiggy 35.
Yeah.
Bruh,
I'm 37, dog. I'm 36. Do you know how crazy that is, dog?
Dog, it's my birthday next week. Because Sunday, this Sunday, at Bioscope Sunday, this Sunday, will be my birthday on the 14th of July.
Oh, that's
amazing.
How
old are you turning? 32?
31.
31?
Are you still on the calendar?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I'm turning 31. Genre? But look at it.
I am 34.
Okay.
But I think I'm in my best years. I just need to gain weight and then I'll look like I'm 31.
Why do you want to gain weight?
Yeah.
Bro, the people at Durban July, they were like, you are this skin in real life. Like, then I was like, yo.
You have sizes, dog. Like, when you buy underpants, there's always small. It's us large going up who struggle.
Yep. You can shop at Ackerman's.
Dog, I also want to fight. I want to fight with the real man. Mm. Imagine looking for clothes amongst children. They move, yeah.
Real big ballers are buying.
Hey, you don't know the pain of, hey, will this thing stretch far enough? You don't know
I
that know, pain.
The real big bosses, man. But yeah, I mean, like, we don't have another life in the pocket, bro. And every day, I realize that, I'm like, I need to make my dreams come true. Like, the same way, like, you talk and then you say, yeah, let's do this. And
yeah.
I'm like, bruh, we must do it. Like, because I used to live with so much respect for people and so much waiting and being and second-guessing myself or putting myself second to so many people. And then you realize that one day you're just going to die and people are, and other people will speak at your funeral for you.
Yeah.
And they'll have the perception of you of a life that you didn't even like, you know?
Me, my funeral, I don't want people to say, I don't want them to lie.
Mm-mm, yeah, man, that day.
Tell the
at
truth.
At your funeral, ne, that day. My feet, I don't want
to lady, Emma, when this doesn't concern you. Marlene, I'm a big seat, like, why are you here? Also, my funeral, I'm selling tickets to my funeral, just so everyone knows. So you're not coming there to just get a free plate. Yeah. If you want to come to my funeral, we're selling tickets.
And now people want to see the menu, all right?
No. You buy a ticket to come to the funeral. There's merch. You don't get into certain sections if you don't have the merch. And then if all the comics coming up, you must do a set. If you die at my funeral,
they must bury you next to
me. They must bury you next to me.
Upside down.
Imbundu.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It must be a funny event, bro.
Because I think that is the tragedy of, like, humanity. It's like you work for things your whole life, thinking those things are going to make you happy. And when you achieve those things, and you're like, you realize, like, yo, these things also don't make me happy. When you were just supposed to be satisfied with what you had and then still work and do what you love, but then just live comfortably and be happy with it.
Mm. And people, many people got into divorces.
Beautiful. Mm. Beautiful. You see, that's like me. Like me.
What did you do?
The gushashi makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes me happy. You know what's crazy about Durban July, right? What you mentioned earlier, right, is all these things happen in Durban July. But you ask yourself, why don't you see, like, the real shows? You know these shows where they catch out people?
Yes.
Like Uya Jola 99. How come they've never shot the Durban July special? Because if there was a place to catch people, it would be there. You know what I mean? Like,
Ade, you don't need Uya Jola 99. Just look at the walks. The man is walking 2 meters. The girl is following.
Bah.
At an event like that, no ways, bro.
Also, it's also the place where criminals go and spend money.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So also a lot of people who have stolen stuff or who have run away with, they go spend the money.
Yeah. I saw Julius walking into a party with, okay,
we're talking about criminals. Why are Julius?
Hey, pops.
We're not discipline.
He's probably just gonna sweat me. Wanolana respect. I don't have time for fools. Okay.
That was actually a good impersonation.
Yeah.
I'm petty, bro.
Oh. Rabushisha.
No, that's not an accent. It's just how we all speak. Yo, bro, in Limpopo, bro, Nkangi. Like, you see, like, I saw a different type of Nkangi in KZN, but Limpopo, Nkangi. Mana, like, you can just say, mana uring, mana unyakurgiri. Did you hear what I just... You ask somebody, how are you? Done. Cold, bruh. It's cold. There you have to have your confidence like this in your pocket, like this. Not in your pocket, but in your hand. You can't come there weak. You're respectful, but when it comes to that, when you have to deal with another thing, you have to deal with it right now. Don't even think about it. Deal with it now. You'll think about it later.
Jesus. It reminds me of, like, in the Eastern Cape, people are also like that. Like, people get angry when you greet them twice.
Away, away. Away was enough the first time, my brah. Why must you greet me twice? Am I that big? Are you still body shaming, Chandra? Why you say away, away when you see me? But when you see Titi, you say away. Leave that gedachte, my bro. Next time, just say away.
Yeah, you sound like Jason Goliath.
Wop, wop, wop. I feel like Jason Goliath deliberately eats. Otherwise...
We're starting okay.
Otherwise, his material's not going to...
Okay, we've had enough.
All right. Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang. That's it from us. This coming Sunday, please come and celebrate Titi's birthday with us at Bioscope Sundays.
Yeah.
Yes. Are we rocking one or two shows this week?
When is it? What is it? One. Show. Yeah, but you're I'm gonna do a birthday show from Thursday till Sunday. Myself and Chandra are going to be hosting that pretty soon. I just need to recover, get my voice back.
Yeah.
You know, bro, I thought I was gonna die in the plane, bro. I promise you, the lady next to me was helping me. A 13-year-old, like, little girl, like, she thought I was scared of flying. Now, you know when you're trying to brag to a 13-year-old? I fly all the time, you know.
And
she was so honest. She's like, no, I don't fly at all. This is my first time. I'm like, yeah, but me, I fly all the time.
But she was calming you down.
But I'm that's why, right now, I want to be healthy a little bit.
Yeah, just recover, get your voice, because you sound like a blown speaker.
I sound like Taviso. Okay, we need to go.
Okay, we need to go. So you're going to announce that birthday show. Yeah.
But 14th of July, we're at the Bioscope Sunday with Vafa and Sfiso Nene.
Oh, nice.
Pops, myself, Chandre. Everybody's going to be there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be together on the 27th of July out at the ICC in Cape Town. Make sure you get your tickets at Ticket Pro. Yes, if you'd like to have a good time, come have a laugh. Ticket Pro. It's where you get your tickets. ICC is where you come. That's where the show will be.
And from me, the turmeric that chooms.
And from me, the pops that pops. We are PNC.
PNC. I said CNP, so to do it is okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, PNC. Oh my gosh. And just like.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen. From the cheese that's great. No, that's not.
Do it, man.
From the cheese that's grated.
Yes! Grated.
Yeah, because the other one was great. So you're the cheese that's grated.
Oh, away, yeah. Away.
So from me, the corn that pops.
And the cheese that's grated.
We are PNC. And just like Chandra's hairline, we are out.
Shananana!